Hello, Guardians. Pat here, the DM, and along with Carlos, a producer for the Dungeon Rats. I am proud and a little nervous to present to you this side quest in the Kingdom of Naporia. Why am I nervous? Well, because this is my first attempt to write original music. Carlos does such a wonderful job, and I wanted to learn how he does it. And I am one of those people who need a project to get things done. So I wrote this quest and asked Carlos 1,000 questions. As a result, we have these 2 bonus episodes. To add a little context, my friends Katie and Nick play 2 half-elf fighters from Trimea, a cluster of islands outside of Naporia. This takes place at approximately the same time as the end of Season 1. Okay, before we get into this bonus episode, if you liked what you heard from our Tomb of Annihilation series, be sure to subscribe to Neon Rival Presents to continue to hear that story. We will not be airing any more episodes here on the Dungeon Rats. It's nothing but the Kingdom of Naporia from here on out. Also, we are almost to Season 2, because after these 2 episodes of the side quest and our special lore episode, we will be back with most of the gang. Without further ado, here we go. Episode 1 of the 2-part side quest, A Trip to Naporia. You are standing on a dock, looking at an unassuming ship. You expected it to be bigger, because it's carrying a shipment of furs from your island, Dryness, a part of the alliance of islands called Trimea. Today starts a new day for you as you are about to start your new adventure in your life. You have volunteered to be the first from Trimea to travel to your new trading partner's kingdom. The Naporians, they seem like good folks, and you are excited to learn their ways. You know that you will be at sea for a month. There's a woman next to you, with a bit of gray in her hair. She is rummaging through a large bag and says, "I'll miss you. I'm very proud of you, and I wish Siom had lived to be old enough to watch you leave the island. Here, I made this," and she pulls out 2 heavy coats made of fur. "It's cold at sea, and I want you to stay warm."
"Goodbye, Mother."
"You're going to stay safe, right? You're going to take care of each other?"
"Of course. Please don't cry."
She comes up and she gives you both a really tight hug.
"Ow. Choking me.
Let go.
Okay, I can't."
"We'll write."
"Please do."
"Hopefully it'll get there."
"If it doesn't, we'll find the biggest bird and we'll write the longest letter and we'll tie it on the foot, and every morning it'll ship off."
I
get it?
Yeah.
I'm hoping that a bird will find you every single day, Mother."
"Oh, I'll be looking for one. I'll be standing on this dock every morning waiting for a letter to come. I'll just be keeping my eyes out for the largest hawk at sea."
"Well, I don't know if there's going to be hawks there, but..."
"Oh, okay.
Yeah, we'll whatever bird we can find."
We should go.
There's the boat horn.
So you turn around and you look down the dock. You see the ship with a ramp leading up to the entryway.
"Goodbye, Mother."
"Goodbye."
"Goodbye."
"Oh, man.
It's going to be fine. We're going to be fine. Hello." "Hello."
"Hi."
"We're here."
You see 4 crewmen and a dog. One of the crewmen pops his head up and he goes,
Oh, you must be our travelers."
"That's us."
"Yes.
I'm Captain Landor. I'll be the one driving this fine vessel."
"Hi, Captain. I'm Ariel."
"Hello, Ariel. Very nice to meet you."
"It's pronounced Ariel."
"By Lathander, I've never heard a name like that. Ariel."
"Close enough."
"Captain, I don't have a... it's just Sebastian."
"You're not just Sebastian."
"My mother wants me to say Sebastian."
"I don't care what your name is, honestly. I just want to make sure you don't get in our way."
"Oh.
The sea is a dangerous place, and I don't want to take care of some travelers. What does this look like, a cruise liner?"
"Does say Disney on the side, but..."
"That's the name of the ship."
"But we won't be in
name
your way."
"Name my daughter, damn it."
"I'm so sorry, Captain. We won't be in your way.
We will be in the shadows the entire time. We won't even know we're here.
I want to know you're here, and I want to know you're doing work taking care of this thing.
You will know we're here. We
you
will be doing do so
every-
much work.
I don't want stowaways. You know what we do to stowaways?
No.
Hey, Hector, what do we do with stowaways?
We throw them off the edge.
We will not be stowaways.
Perfect. And the captain turns and gets back to whatever he was doing.
Things are going to be different in Emporia.
You think?
Yeah.
How so?
We're going to be on our own.
Do you think people will be friendly?
I hope so.
Everyone says I have a friendly face.
You do. You have mom's face.
I have more of a mom's face? A mom's face? There's two different things, Sebastian.
At this moment, you feel the boat start to lurch left and right.
Oh.
It kicks off the side of the dock, and you go off to sea.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, this is happening.
There it is. There it goes.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
Wow.
The sails go up. Wow. A hard gust of wind kicks in, and you guys start picking up speed.
Are you going to throw up? Are you going to throw up?
I'm going to...
Please don't throw up on me. Please don't throw up on my fur coat. Please hold it.
Okay, that's number one. That's done. We don't have to worry about that anymore.
I don't think so.
You see Patches the dog start walking up.
Oh, hey, buddy. Don't eat that.
Come on, it's my dog, man.
Hey, your dog. It's not our fault. Your dog is eating my brother's throw up off my fur coat.
No, it's your brother's fault for throwing up. Have you never been at sea before?
No.
No.
What?
No.
And they let you on the boat?
Yeah. Yes.
Who are you? What are you doing here? You're a couple of what? Half elves?
Yes. We are half elves. We're on a mission to Naporia.
Yeah.
It's where I'm from.
What are your favorite places to eat there? We are very excited.
I love my mom's lasagna.
Do you think she would cook some for us?
Probably.
We just left our mom, and it's going to be a hard adjustment.
Well, I'm sorry. We're on our way to Naporia. It's
What are you hoping to find there?
We're hoping to work on our agreements with Naporia.
Yes, for trade.
For trade and.
So you're diplomats.
We're basically,
yeah.
That's what I was going to say. Diplomats.
Yeah.
Good. We need more partners. See, Naporia is getting a little... Things aren't as good as they once were. We're having a hard time keeping supplies together.
Really?
Mm.
I'm still a little nervous about Captain... What was his name?
Our brave captain, Captain Landor.
Landor.
Mm-hmm.
Landor.
He has lived his entire life at sea. I trust that man with my life. I'm Hector, by the way.
Hey, Hector.
I yelled at you earlier.
The dog's Hector.
Yeah, of course.
Hector, what do you do around here?
Oh, me? I'm the first mate.
Oh.
So I do basically everything that Captain Landor doesn't have time to do.
So you're Captain Landor's bitch.
No, whoa.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
First of all, this is a hard job.
Yeah.
I mean, I can see it in your face.
I gotta earn
a very seasoned face. Hector,
I don't know if that's a compliment or an insult.
It's a compliment.
It's a compliment.
It's a compliment. Just 'cause, like, I have a mom face, you have a seasoned face.
Oh, yeah. You do have your mom's face.
Yeah.
Thank you. You know our mother?
I assume it was that crying woman?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's your birth mother?
It's kind of a long story.
'Cause she's kind of, like, looked like a human, and you look kind of like elves, but... I've traveled enough to know the difference between a full elf and a half elf. So, your father was an elf?
Yes.
Yes. I was raised by my father, our biological father.
And I was raised by my mother. I'm a mommy's boy, Hector.
I could tell.
That's why I have a very vanilla face.
Mm-hmm. Not seasoned at all.
No.
It's soft, like you've never seen a day's work.
No, I haven't.
He usually spends his days in the kitchen.
Yes.
We're very good with opposite gender roles. I was raised by my father.
Uh-huh.
So I learned how to play sports and fight. Sebastian was raised in the kitchen, domesticated.
Learning how to fight.
So what happened to your father?
He left at a very young age.
And left you, Ariel?
Yeah. He left me. I was looking for... weapons for my first weapon, browsing all the bows on the shelf. And the next thing I knew, I turned around and he was gone.
He just left?
He just left.
I'll leave it to an elf.
That's our father.
Yeah. Your deadbeat dad who left you.
When you put it like that, yeah.
Yeah, he sucked.
A cold wind pushes across the ship.
Whoa!
Oh,
man.
It's getting late. Perhaps we should go below deck, get a meal, and wait this out.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
I could eat again.
You can always eat.
Yeah.
So you go downstairs. You go beneath the cargo deck, all the way to the steerage deck. There's a small area to eat. It's just one table. The chairs are actually physically connected to the table because of the teetering back and forth of the ship. You don't want things sliding around. Most of the crew goes downstairs as well, besides the one who stays up for lookout. The captain's with you. Hector's with you. The dog is also downstairs. The man you haven't met yet leaves the main table and goes into the kitchen and starts preparing a meal.
It smells good.
It smells really good. What are we having?
Well, appreciate it while you still got it. It's meat. We're not going to have meat for a long time.
I'm actually a vegetarian.
Do you know what lentils? We do to vegetarians? Nothing. I'm just kidding. Oh. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Oh, so scared wow. me, Hector.
All right, there's plenty of food for you. Plenty of, this is actually Landor talking.
Oh, man. You guys look so similar.
No, there's plenty of kale chips available.
Oh, I love kale chips.
Mm.
This man comes out of the kitchen. He's got some sort of stew he's made, as well as a side of kale chips and other preserved vegetables. Nothing seems fresh. Everything seems like it's been dehydrated and dried out, something that could be stored for a long time, and lays them down on the table. Please, dig in.
Do we say grace?
Yeah, we could pray to Lathander.
Okay.
Do you follow Lathander as well?
Yes.
Yes, we do.
By holy light, who would have guessed the Trimeans love Lathander as much as us Naporians?
Would you like to lead us in prayer?
Oh, I would love to. Can we all please hold hands?
This is a different custom, but sure.
Dear Lathander.
Nope.
What?
That's not his name.
Lathander?
Do you say it different?
Lathander?
No, that we pray to Lathander.
Lathander. It's probably just a... A slight misunderstanding.
Lost in translation.
Lost in translation.
Oh, all right, all right.
Roll charisma for me.
Okay.
One.
Okay.
Just want to say thank you, Lathander, for being the owl god that you are. And what?
Nope.
Thank you for providing us.
Why would you lie about your god? Do you worship some sort of horrible beast?
It's a
some sort of demon like Udala? Right? Yeah.
Lathander. Yeah, it's an owl god.
I think what's important to remember here is that it's a god.
And we're all together.
And we're all together.
About to eat some food.
Giving thanks.
Some gods are terrible. Some are demon lords. We have a long history of violence due to different beliefs. We have to be careful. I don't know who you're talking about. Who is your god? Who do you follow?
It's an
Lathander.
Lathander. It's an owl god that provides us with sustenance, like food and
wisdom.
And wisdom, and it eliminates old people when it's time for death. Takes them to the heavens.
You kill old people?
Yes. We want the old people to be gone and the young generation to flourish. That's just the owl god will come in and take them away.
Plus, it's just cruel to let them live decrepit.
What's Lathander?
Lathander?
What's this?
He's a god of light.
Oh.
For many years, Naporia was shrouded in darkness. And thanks to Lathander, light came, pushed away the darkness, and allowed us to grow our crops, to build our farms, to raise families once again.
He sounds like a good guy.
Yeah, he sounds like a good one.
The best damn guy! Yeah.
Yeah. We are flexible in our religion.
Right.
especially amongst strangers. Yeah. We like to gather and adapt. And anything you can teach us, we are more than willing to understand.
By Lathander's light, we'll make good crewmen out of you yet. He slaps you on the back.
He's not so mean.
He stands up. He goes over to the wall, opens a cabinet, takes out a bottle of whiskey and puts it down on the table, grabs a couple of glasses, and he's like,
to celebrate our new friendship.
Ooh, hooray, whiskey.
Yes, we should all celebrate.
He pours it into the glasses and slides it in front of both of you. He has one for himself.
Do you have any picklebacks?
I don't know what that is.
Just pickle juice? It helps me swallow the whiskey. I'll throw up if I don't have one.
Roll charisma.
12.
You owl people and your strange ways.
He goes, grabs a bottle of vinegar, puts it down.
Right, this is the best I can do.
I'll take it.
You can make pickles out of this, yeah?
Yes, thank
sure,
you.
Thank
Why
you.
Are our shots bigger than yours?
Because I'm a gracious host.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And then we'll pick them up. And
they hold up. To the light!
To the light!
To light.
He takes it down, pours himself a second one, takes it down immediately.
Ah! Ha! Well, I have work to do.
He slams his hands down on the table, gets up and goes upstairs.
This whiskey is pretty strong. Oh.
You feel the boat rock. You hear a loud crash of thunder.
That was loud.
For a ship thunder.
Ship thunder.
Yeah.
Mom said we wouldn't hear it. She was wrong.
Well, of course. Yeah.
What else do you think she's wrong about?
That there's clearly other gods.
Yeah, I'm having kind of an existential crisis right now. Oh.
You see the man you have yet to meet who is in the kitchen book it upstairs.
Where's that guy going?
That was kind of fast.
Yeah. I like his man bun.
What?
I like the way he looks.
You had a drink of whiskey.
I am a vegetarian that had kale chips for dinner. And that shit went right through me. Where do you think, should we follow him?
Do you think that's kind of creepy?
The boat continues to rock.
Oh man. What do you mean? You think it's creepy if we follow a man upstairs into the unknown on a ship we don't know anything about?
I guess when you put it like that, no.
No, not at all.
I don't think so. Let's go.
Come on.
Okay, stick to the shadows.
All right. It's all dark, though.
Let's stick to the whole thing.
Okay.
So you go up the stairs. You arrive in the cargo area. You look around. You see boxes full of furs all stacked and have, like, salts and stuff on them to maintain them so they don't, you know, mold on that trip. And it's quiet on the stack.
Can we see where the guy is in the room?
You don't see anybody in the room. Now, there's another flight to go up if you want to be on the deck and you want to be able to see outside.
Is it noisy or is it quiet?
It's creaking a lot. It's shifting back and forth. You think it might be raining upstairs. Again, you hear thunder crash. You hear disturbed voices upstairs yelling like,
sounds like a skirmish. Do you think someone got thrown overboard?
We should go check it out.
Okay.
Let's go walk quietly and we'll find out.
I'll try to walk as quietly as I can.
Roll stealth.
14.
So 14. So you start going up the stairs. You push the door on top of the stairs open. You stick your head up and look around the dock. Nobody's looking at you. Nobody even seems to care that you're there. They're panicked. They're running around. They're slipping on the surface of the dock. There's water crashing over the edges. It's raining really heavily. And you hear captains shout, "Man overboard!"
Why isn't no one paying attention to me?
I don't know. What's going on?
I don't know.
We'll get you, Hector! We'll bring you back!
Oh, Hector. My God, it's Hector!
Oh, the guy with the seasoned face.
Seasoned face and his dog.
Okay. Let's go and, let's ask. Okay, let's go.
Oh, okay.
Ready?
Yes.
Okay. One, two, three. Hey!
We need you to help us! Okay. Hector's gone overboard!
Yeah!
Yes! We heard!
I gotta keep this thing afloat. Can you get him? Can you pull him back?
Yes.
Yes, yes.
We'll get on it.
Okay.
Help me get Hector back in.
And, okay. And the boat's bouncing back and forth. You can see it just like tilting really hard. It's hard for you to keep your balance. Roll a dexterity saving throw.
11.
13.
The boat leans really hard to the left. You're able to maintain your ground, but it's hard to move.
Whoa.
You look around. You try to find any way for something that you could save Hector with.
Is there any ropes?
Roll perception.
14.
You do. You see rope. It's at the bottom of one of those long poles. I wish I knew sailboats better. But, you know, the long, big pole in the middle, there's rope sitting at the bottom of it.
Go get it. Go get it, Sebastian. Go grab the rope. Help
okay.
me.
All right. I run to go get the rope, and I pull it out, and then try to make a knot at the base of the rope for him to grab onto.
As you grab the rope, you pull on it, and you realize it's attached to the sail.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to take off my coat.
And throw it to him? It's gonna, what?
Do you think we can maybe like make like a fur coat ladder? And then I'm gonna run down and grab a bunch of fur coats to make like a makeshift.
No, they're raw furs. They're not coats.
Okay.
So you start picking up furs and you start tying them together. I need you to roll dexterity. I think, let's say sleight of hand to see how well these knots are tied.
One.
All right, great. So in your mind, they're tied perfectly.
Okay.
Like, you would know, right, that how good at tying knots you are. So you tie them together, you run up to the deck, you throw your makeshift rope over the edge. It lands in the water. The second a part of it hits the water, it starts breaking apart into separate pieces of
No, 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 no. No, Hector. Hector, just grab them and grab them, put them on, make a... Hector. God.
Hector reaches forward. He's trying to get to the boat. As you see, his head just... dip underwater.
Oh my gosh, Hector, we need to do something else.
Does anybody here have like a life preserver or
like an inflatable
something
of some sort?
Any cord?
Look around. Roll perception.
20.
3.
Sebastian, you look over and you see the exact same rope you saw before. You're like, there's a rope there. I know there's that rope. Ariel, you rolled a 20. So what you see are buckets. There's, again, there's a sail contraption. There's pulleys.
I see all the right ingredients to help him. we gotta figure out something. Quick, grab those buckets. Grab the buckets. I'm gonna take off my socks and I'm gonna tie them to the bucket handle and we're gonna throw that out there.
Oh, God, he's getting so far out. Okay, maybe I can use another fur.
The furs are not working, Sebastian. They're not working. Get it through your head.
What's taking you guys so long?
Oh, sorry. We're figuring it out. We're
Hector! Hector! I don't see him anymore.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Hector.
Hector.
Is he gone?
I don't know. I can't find him. I can't see him.
I think I see something off to the left. Is it him?
Roll perception.
6.
You think it is?
There's something bouncing out there. I think I see a hand. We should keep throwing something at him.
We could just keep throwing things at
things? I guess I could swim out there. You can't lose him.
Why?
Because he's my first mate. I don't care about you two. You're just letting him drown out there.
That's a great question. I don't really have any emotional connection to him. I just feel the need to save.
Okay.
Do we have to do this? Do we have to be the heroes right now,
Yes,
Sebastian?
We have to. We gotta make a good first impression.
I gotta drive the boat.
Okay.
Do you all want to die?
No.
Okay, then help me.
I want to take the rope with the sail and then tie it to a bucket and spin it and try to throw out to this image that she sees.
Okay. You're going to have to cut the rope off the sail.
Okay, so I have to use, I'm going to have to use my axe and then just cut the rope and then just tie it with the bucket and then just try to do like a weird makeshift, like, what were those things? Like a lasso. Okay, so.
All right, go for it.
So.
You can cut it with no problem.
Okay.
It's just a rope sitting there. You've got it. Let's see how well you tie that knot.
Okay. One.
All right. So you tie it the best you can. You toss it out there. Let's see how well you throw it out to him.
18.
Very confidently, you start swinging this bucket around the top of your head. You toss it out there, and as soon as the bucket leaves your hand, it falls off of the edge of the rope. It goes sailing out into the water. The rope just falls flat.
Oh,
Sebastian!
Why do you keep leaving me throw things?
You keep tying the knots wrong.
Now the sail is whipping around because it's not attached to anything.
Oh,
oh my God.
No!
Oh my god!
It's slapping around. It slaps the captain. The captain gets knocked over.
Captain!
He hits his head on the edge, and he's passed out, just sliding across the top of the boat.
Oh, no, no, no.
It's going to get worse before it gets better. That's what they always say.
Yeah.
It's what they always say.
Oh, god. The boat is whipping back and forth. You two seem to be the only ones standing there. You two and the dog. The dog is just whimpering just below deck, scared out of its mind.
I don't know what to do anymore. I feel like the most important thing is to keep this ship on ship, you know? Keep it going.
You want to try to steer the ship?
I think I want to try to steer the ship. And I'm still well drunk.
So you got to be sober for this.
The captain is just sliding unconscious across
look
the
at
top
him.
Of the deck.
We got to save his head at least.
Ooh, the captain?
Yeah, he's going to be getting so many concussions. He's not going to be able to steer it straight.
Can I just like look around if there's anything like to kind of keep the captain like from shifting? Like, is there anything?
Roll intelligence for me.
Okay. So it's four.
Nothing. Nothing comes to mind.
This is a horrible first impression. We're drunk, puking, and letting people just drown and have head trauma.
To be clear, we did nothing to cause that those people to
that
have
is
these
fair.
Things.
That's not our fault. That's on the captain, who
is
currently knocked out.
Yeah. Do you think maybe he had a concussion before this, and that's what caused all this thing?
A big wave comes, swoops the captain up, and he goes off the side of the ship.
Oh no!
Fuck!
Okay, we gotta do this. We gotta steer the ship now.
Well, so we're just gonna let Hector and Captain just like drown? It's just gonna be the
you
two
get,
of us.
You okay? Since I suck at these knots,
I'll
you
tie
make some
the knot.
Knots.
I'm gonna try to tie the knots this time.
So there's a second sail that you can cut the rope off of. Try to make yourself a way to save the captain. But remember, the captain is knocked out cold. He's not going to be able to grab anything. He's just floating face down in the ocean right now.
Oh my god, he's just floating face down. If only we throw something at him, he's not going to be able to grab it.
We should have prayed to Leanthander.
We
should have prayed!
To
the goddamn owl god.
The boat is teetering back and forth.
Oh,
you two
god.
Are having a hard time maintaining your
my
own
god.
Footing.
Whoa.
Roll dexterity.
Whoa!
You what? Have rolled 12. More ones in this part than anybody has in like an entire game session I've played. I'm not
Another
kidding.
One.
I got a 12.
Sebastian, you're not able to keep your footing. You slip on the deck, you go over the edge and crash into the freezing cold water. Right away, you feel your body tensing up. Oxygen leaves your lungs. It's hard to figure out even where you are. You don't know the difference between up and down.
Sebastian!
Save me, you drunk! Save me!
I don't know what to do. I think the best plan right now is for you to keep swimming. Grab Hector and the captain and make it back to the ship.
Can I see anything?
Roll perception.
16.
You look around. You do see the captain face down in the water. You don't see Hector anywhere.
I'm gonna grab the captain so we can both float.
Well, you're gonna have to tread water.
Okay.
But you can look around for a thing to grab onto.
Okay. I'm gonna look for a thing to grab onto. 7.
You don't find anything. You do have the captain, and you're strong. You have a lot of strength, so you are able to pick the captain up and lean him against your shoulder, so at least his face is above water.
Okay.
You don't know if he's alive or dead, though.
I got the captain.
Keep going. I'll be right back.
Keep going?
Just keep treading. I'm going to go down to the cargo and see if there's any tops of boxes I can throw out to him.
You run down. You look around. Roll perception.
11.
So, yeah, you see a bunch of boxes.
Okay, I just need to get these tops off. Yeah!
See a bunch of kale chips in the box.
Ooh. Focus, Ariel, focus! I run back upstairs and I throw the tops to Sebastian and they get to him.
Well, let's see if they get to
let's
him.
Let's see if they get to him.
Yeah, roll dexterity.
3.
Oh, man, so you pick the box up over your head, you go to throw it, and it slips out, and it hits the railing. Just as it slips, you also slip on the top of the deck, and you fall face down.
What? Whoa!
Roll dexterity again for me.
17.
So the boat, it's kicking back and forth. You think you're the only one on it at this point. You don't know where everybody went. You're looking around as you're getting flipped around on the boat. You go over one of the edges and you grab onto the railing dangling over the boat. Looking down, you do see your brother holding on to the captain.
Sebastian!
Hey!
How are you doing?
It's really cold and the captain is kind of stinks a little bit, like almost like a mold.
I'm gonna take my coat off and you're gonna grab onto it. Do you think we can try to do that?
Yeah, I'm up for whatever.
Hopefully I can do this before my right hand slips.
Roll strength.
Oh man. 10.
You take off your coat, you dangle it into the water. You're able to maintain your grip, but just barely. It's starting to slip.
Come on, come grab it, hurry.
You swim up to it and you grab it. Roll dexterity.
17.
So you are able to get your hand around it and you grab on. Roll one more strength check for me to see if you can pull him back up onto the ship.
10.
Roll strength as well, Sebastian.
21.
As she's pulling up, you're able to put your legs on the side of the ship and kick yourself up. You're able to flip back on to the boat itself with the captain in your hands, although he's not looking good.
Wow, nice kickflip.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
The boat continues to crash back and forth. There is a sail just flapping around the top. It's you, a knocked-out captain, and a whining dog.
Will you shut up, Patches?
Okay. All right.
Oh, it took a lot out of me.
Yeah. Why don't you sit down for a second? I grab the captain, and I try to wake him up by kind of doing like a little cheek slap with my hand.
I think this is probably intelligence.
Okay. 19.
You start slapping him, but his face looks gray.
Oh, that's not good.
He's dead.
Our first death already.
It is still storming around you. The wind is starting to pick up. Feels really cold against your skin.
I think this was a bad idea.
We gotta do something.
The rain has now stopped, but the wind is still going. It's pushing the ship around.
We gotta steer the ship.
Where is everyone else?
I don't know.
Did they all go overboard and we just didn't see them?
If they did, they took all the rope with them. Check his pockets.
For money?
For anything. And then we'll throw him overboard, because that's probably what a ship captain would want.
Okay. I looked in his pockets.
You find a compass.
Ooh.
Oh, that's good.
This is helpful.
Yeah, see? Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, bittersweet.
Do you want to help pick him up?
Yeah, I'll get his head.
Okay, I'll get his legs. So we go to pick up the captain, and do you want to do like a... Yeah.
And I want you to roll dexterity to see if you get him overboard.
16.
It's a 3.
So as you go to throw Captain Landor back into the ocean, his head makes it cleanly over, but his legs hit the edge as they go over.
Oh, God, come on.
And he flips over and crashes into the water.
All right, that part was on you.
The wind has gotten so cold and brisk, you can feel the wetness on your body start to freeze. You're starting to shiver.
Oh, man.
You look around, you don't see anything but ocean and dark clouds. Although the rain has stopped, the waves have calmed a bit as well. It's just very, very cold.
Do you think we're out of the worst of it?
I hope so.
You two know you need to go west, so that's where you point the boat. Days have passed, not seeing anybody, not even seeing land. It's been pretty uneventful. You're trying not to get on each other's nerves too much. This is the fourth day, and it's gotten quite mundane.
Hey, look what I just drew.
What?
It's me and you in patches.
Pretty good. You know, I was thinking for dinner, maybe like we could do like, I don't know, like put water on the kale chips, make them feel like actual vegetables from the dirt.
Okay.
Like fresh.
All right. That sounds like a good idea.
Yeah. Hey, remember Hector?
Yeah, Sebastian, I remember Hector.
Yeah, he was a fun guy.
Ariel, you look up and you see something in the distance. Roll perception.
8.
You don't know. It could be. Is that land?
Am I going crazy or am I seeing land?
Hmm?
Am what? I going crazy or is that land?
You can roll perception as well, Sebastian, and tell me.
God damn it.
It's a four. I don't, you know, it looks, kind of looks like a big, just like a wafer.
Are you hungry?
Yeah, I'm starving. Right now. I don't want to eat any more kale. I don't want to eat any more vegetables. I just want like a stew. Hey.
What?
We should take care of Patches. It's the right thing to do.
I wasn't going to kill him.
I wasn't going to kill him either. Okay. I wasn't going to kill the dog.
Okay. I feel like you were thinking about killing him.
No.
In your head and then out loud you said we should take care of him.
It's another mouth to feed. But I definitely think we should take care of this dog.
I mean, he's...
This is our dog
It's our dog now.
Yeah.
You feel a small bump on the boat.
Oh.
And like the back of the boat seems to be a little bit lower than it was before.
That seems wrong.
We're getting into shallow water?
Come on, let's go look.
And then we go off to the side of the boat and check.
Roll investigation.
Both of us?
If you're both looking? Absolutely.
3.
11.
You see a tentacle of some sort of creature.
Oh, fuck.
Reaching up the back of the boat.
How big is it?
Stuck to it. It's huge.
Give me a
scale.
Let's
say 15 feet long.
Holy fuck.
It's just sticking there. You just see it's just one arm.
Oh, my God.
Sticking up the back.
What's up?
What is that?
What's what? What are you?
What, that giant tentacle?
Whoa!
You feel another soft thump on the front of the boat. And now that feels like it's been pulled down.
Are we getting eaten by a giant squid? Because that's what it feels like.
Can I go check the front
of
the boat?
Go run up to the front of the boat. Go for it.
Oh my God.
No, they're not. I swear. I use those die all the time.
It's a 1.
Yeah. Wow. You go running up to the front of the boat. As you get to the front, you go to lean over to see if you see anything, but you do it with just too much energy, and you flip off the front of the boat and fall into the water.
Oh my God, again.
In the water, you look over, and you see tentacles going up the front of the boat, and you look down, and you swear there's a giant eye looking back at you.
How close am I to this this creature?
I don't know, maybe 20 feet underwater, but it's huge.
Okay.
And do I hear him fall?
Yes.
Sebastian!
I'm in the water with this thing.
I want to save you, but I also feel like I'm going to die, so I'm just going to die right now.
No, save yourself and save Patches.
But I want to save... I don't want to save Patches, I want to save you.
Save the compass, save yourself, save Patches.
Oh, man.
Hey, if anything happens to me, don't sell my fur coat.
Okay.
You start to hear the sound of wood cracking.
I try to swim down to maybe punch the eye.
You sure can.
Okay.
Roll athletics.
Okay. Dude, that's 3.
Do you want a new die?
Maybe
Let's get
I
you
do.
A new die. Here's a pretty goal.
Thank you. Seven.
So you dive underwater, you swim down, you're able to make it within range of the beast.
So I'm going to take a quill out of my holder and then try to stab the creature in the eye. 7.
So you pull it out and you're about to stab the creature in the eye, but it blinks. You just hit the top of its scale. You don't thrust with enough action. Your arm bounces back, and it shakes, and it starts just crushing the ship. Now the ship is crushing very quickly. Ariel, you can hear just the sound of smashing wood, of things breaking. You can feel the water start to enter the base of the ship.
Okay, so I'm trying to figure out, find something I can float on, and I grab Patches and as much food as I possibly can. I'm ready to dive in because that's my only option right now.
You take that flapping sail. Open it up and you tie it in a knot. So it's like a little air pocket.
You could not.
Yeah.
Okay.
Roll to see how well you do that.
18.
You grab the sail, you tie it off. It's got a little bit of air pocket in it and you throw that into the water. Then you jump, holding on to Patches, onto that makeshift raft and land on top of it. And you're just sitting there floating.
Swim over, Sebastian!
It blinked. It blinked.
Get on the raft!
I'm bad at stuff.
Hey, this is no time to have self-doubt.
No, it is. It's
get on.
Time.
You stay
awful.
On. I'm going to go try
no,
to fight him.
Everything I do, I just screw
stop.
Up.
This is not the time.
You should sell my fur coat.
I'm not going to sell your fur coat. Oh my God, a therapy session. Listen to me. You're brilliant. No. You're beautiful. No. You was kind and smart and gentle and perfect. And everything's going to be fine.
I should have had dad, and you should have had. Okay.
This is not the time to get into our biological differences. Fine. Come on.
So like I pathetically like Charlie Brown like swim over to this flotation.
Can
device.
You please swim a little faster?
Row athletics. 12. So you swim over to the makeshift raft, and you jump on. You both are just sitting there floating as the ship gets crushed behind you and sucked underwater. You still see these tentacles reaching out.
I forgot oars.
What?
I didn't pack oars. We have to use our hands.
So do you all hop in and start kicking?
Yeah, start really doing some heavy kicking.
I need athletics from both of you.
So that's 14.
8.
So you both slip your legs into the water, but your chainmail is just so heavy. You're able to kick a little bit, but not as much as you thought. Sebastian is definitely the one pushing you guys forward.
I should have eaten less kale chips. It's weighing me down.
Just keep moving. Just think positive. Think positive.
Stupid armor.
Look, Patches. Keep going. Patches
keep
is
going.
Doing it.
Keep going.
Keep going. Keep going. Keep going.
Keep swimming.
How close is the creature now to us?
The creature doesn't seem to be hunting you. It just seems to be slapping around in the ocean around you. And then, again, another couple tentacles have risen from the water and slammed back into the ground, but nothing getting close. Okay.
Do I still see the land?
You do.
Okay. Keep going.
Kicking.
The tentacles just reaching over your head. Sometimes they feel like they come very close, but you're lucky, and they never hurt you. You push forward. You see this small island in front of you, something that doesn't look like it's a massive piece of land. It's just this small, tree-filled, rocky island. But you push up onto shore, and you feel the bottom of your raft scrape against the rock.
Land ho!
Land!
That's what you say, right?
So your makeshift raft has pulled up onto the side of the beach. It deflates. You're laying there. It's just you and this dog, Patches.
I want to get up and kind of look around.
Roll perception.
It's 15.
It is a small island. It is densely populated with trees, though, and there's rocks on the beach. You look through, you don't see any signs of wildlife, you don't hear any birds, but you assume they must be within the woods. It is getting late. The sun has started to set.
I'm fucking beat.
You want to make like a little hut or something, or just a...
Yeah.
You do the knots, and
I'll knot the bamboo shoot. Are there any bamboo around?
I don't know.
No, they're evergreen trees.
We can tie the evergreen branches together with this fishing line to create a roof.
Okay.
You do that, I'll watch.
I'll go to one of the trees, and I'll take out my axe, and then start cutting down one of the trees.
So you pick your axe up, you hit it into the side of the tree, you hear a moan.
What? Did you hear that?
You hear a voice. You're not quite sure where it is.
Please, don't hurt my children.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're cold and...
looking for shelter?
We're just looking for a little shelter from the cold.
The tree that you just hit with an axe bends over. The one next to it bends as well to form a small canopy.
Oh.
Will this do?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So we have an agreement.
What's the agreement?
I don't hurt you. You don't hurt me.
Okay.
Yes, yes. That's fair. Yes.
Do you have fire?
You see beautiful crimson eyes open on one of the trees and look at you. It examines you up and down. They close and seem to disappear.
What is this?
Is this
fire?
Fire.
How you say, to keep warm?
Death.
Death.
No.
The heat is death.
No.
It kills us in many.
Okay.
Oh, no, so, no fire.
Then no fire. That's fine. We'll just stay huddled. Do you have a name?
I am Noithan.
Thank you, Noithan, for your hospitality. Noithan. I'm sorry that I cut you.
You are allowed one mistake.
Oh. See the eyes open again.
If you do this, one more time, I will destroy you.
Noted.
Okay, don't.
No,
okay.
Don't.
I won't.
The axe away.
Okay, I'm putting the axe away, Noithan.
It's a pleasure to meet you. Thank you for everything you've done for us.
We need food?
Yeah. I'm kind of at that point where I'm more tired than hungry, though. Okay. And I don't know. I'm a little worried that Noithan might not like us exploring his or her insides just yet.
Okay. You want to sleep first and then I'll watch?
Ooh, yeah, that's a great idea.
We'll take shifts?
We'll take shifts.
Okay.
Let Patches sleep if he needs to, but don't leave here, though.
I won't.
Okay?
Okay.
The sun sets. It's completely dark. It is cold. Roll perception.
That's 10, actually.
You are a half-elf, so you can see in the dark. You notice this line of shrubs that seems to have moved from where it originally was.
Noithan. Hey, Noithan. Noithan?
You hear nothing.
Ariel. Patches. He's dog dreaming. Great. Okay, great. I'm going to try to make my way towards the area that the bush has moved, the shrub has moved.
Yeah, you can just get up and walk over to the
shrub. I'm just going to get up and walk over to it.
I mean, you could try to sneak to it if you want, or just walk.
I'm going to try to sneak over to it.
Okay.
Do I have to roll first?
You do. Okay. Roll stealth.
Plus one, so 9.
You get up and you creep towards the shrubs. These aren't shrubs that you had back on your island. You don't know what these things are. They're very wiry. A lot of branches, not a lot of leaves.
Ariel, do you see this? I'm not here to harm anyone. I did a horrible thing earlier, and I just wanted to say hi. I want to kind of like plant myself, sit down, and I just want to look at the shrub and to like see if it's going to move again.
Great. Roll perception.
9.
You sit down and you stare at the shrub.
Has the shrub moved at all?
You've seen.
Okay. Something's fishy here. I'll just turn my back and a little trust exercise. I have my hand on my axe just in case. So I turn around and then like I flip back around real quick.
Roll dexterity.
Okay. 5.
You spin around to look back at the shrub, and the branch of the shrub looks like it's reached out towards your leg.
No.
But it's just sitting perfectly still right now.
Okay. I'm going to touch it and like try to put my hand, like push the branch down.
What's your armor class?
17.
Grab it and you start to push your hand down on it. The branch wraps around your hand and squeezes, dealing you 4 damage.
Whoa, okay.
And its thorns just penetrate into your hand. They're deep in there, like your hand is now stuck in the bush. And you hear a...
Does that wake me up?
Yeah, let's say that wakes you up.
Ah. Wake up! Is it pulling me in to the bush, or is it just like gripping me?
Just gripping your hand tighter and tighter.
Noithan! We had an agreement here! Noithan!
I finally notice what's going on with his hand. I like sleepily grab my sword to try and go over there to try to like hack him out.
So you swing your sword, roll to hit for me.
14.
So you pull your sword up. And you slap it down onto the shrub. It falls to the ground, gets up. The base of the what was an arm looked like legs, and it darts away. The rest of the shrub now stands up. The roots come out of the ground, and it looks like it's standing there with legs, and it too starts to scatter.
Are they going in different directions? Mm-hmm.
They just like scatter back into the woods.
Okay. You saw that, right?
I saw it. What was that?
That thing
now
was there, and then it moved, and I just checked it out.
I told you to stay put.
I got bored.
How's your hand? We should take care of that. We should wash that out.
I'll take like just like a t-shirt or just some cloth and just wrap it around.
Let me tie that knot.
Cool.
Okay.
So his hand is tied. As you guys look around the forest, you notice that there seems to be little shrubs all around you.
I feel like we should get out of here.
Yeah, but where?
I don't know. Should we try to talk to Noithan?
I tried.
Let me try. What? Noithan? Noithan?
And then I take the my axe, but I take the bottom of it, not the sharp part. I just kind of like hit the base of the trunk. I'm like, hey, Noithan!
Why do you want us to die?
We don't want us to.
Why are you attacking us?
No, it's not an attack. We were just trying to get. We're just trying to talk to you. We just wanted to talk to you.
By punching me?
I'm sorry, but one of your.
You guys were attacking us. Why did you attack him?
Attacked and.
Oh, the blights. They live here.
The blights?
The blights?
Yes. They are creatures who live here. They are not me.
Well, the blights just attacked me, Nathan. I thought we had an agreement.
We did.
The trees didn't
attack you. Then you hit me. Again.
I didn't mean to.
I don't think it was like a slight like tap.
It was like. I mean, really, if it's.
Let's not split hair.
Let's not split anything. Yeah, let's just, you know.
What is hair?
It's what we have.
Don't
on
worry,
top of
it doesn't
heads.
Matter. And it, we
are the blights.
Are we a threat to them?
Are the blights enemies of yours?
No,
we live in harmony with the blights. But they only crave blood.
So they want our blood.
But the agreement was is that we don't get injured and we don't injure you. Right? So the blights have injured us, so therefore we're null of the agreement. So you have to protect us from the blights.
That doesn't make sense.
You know what? It makes a lot of sense.
Roll charisma.
20.
Ooh.
+3.
Okay. Dang. Nat 20 +3.
Is there anything you could do to help?
Yes.
The branches of the trees reach down. And they scoop you both up. They pick you up into the canopy, and they turn into this small bowl. That you're sitting in.
This is nice.
This is sick,
this
dude.
Is much better than laying on the beach.
Yeah. Oh, wow, it's cozy up here.
Oh, we forgot patches.
Oh, our dog. Could you help us find our dog?
You look over the edge and you see the shrubs surrounding the dog, with their arms slowly reaching out to wrap around him.
Patches!
Nathan, he's with us, so we have to protect this dog. Nathan.
This is a beast!
No, he's so kind.
He's a wonderful owner. He's got a skin condition.
Yeah, his owner was lost at sea, and we took him. He's an orphan dog, and we took him under our wing now. Is there anything you can do?
I cannot defeat the blights.
No. We don't need you to defeat
them. I cannot kill.
We don't want to kill. We want you to save our patches.
Roll charisma.
9 +3 = 12.
You see the evergreen trees reaching their arms slowly down to scoop up patches. But as they get underneath the dog, you see that the dog's legs are wrapped in the blights. And the blood is starting to be drawn.
Oh my God.
The dog is crying.
No, Patches! No!